Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris, broadcasting live from lovely Austin, Texas. And I do mean lovely, lovely Austin, Texas. Today the weather is perfect. Julie, my dear, welcome to today's radio show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. It's going to be a fun show.
All right, perfect. So first off, we'd like to start off by thanking all of you for helping us win the recognition with Inman News as being named top coaches, Inman News top coaches for 2016. We really certainly appreciate being included in that. So congratulations to all of you, because obviously that wouldn't have happened had it not been for all the support we've gotten from all of our great listeners and all of our thousands of great coaching clients. And also another cool thing that's happening is the radio show is actually picking up momentum in terms of listeners. And I know for a fact that's because you guys are the ones sharing the radio show. So thank you for that. I know just in the past week, guys, we've picked up almost 5,000. Actually, that's not true. Past 2 weeks, we picked up almost 5,000 regular listeners. And that's because you guys are sharing us on Facebook, Twitter, all these other places. I encourage you to continue to do so. You know, it's funny. I have one of the top agents in L.A., and I've been coaching him for, 3 years, I think. And, he just does incredibly well. Just really fantastic. And so I said, he doesn't even want me to say his name, by the way. So I asked him, I said, do you want to be on the radio show so I can interview you, let folks know about, what you're doing, how you're doing it, you get referrals and all the rest of it. And he was kind of sheepish about it. And I said, well, do you want me to have my producer call you and set it up, or do you want to do it or not? He goes, no, I don't want any of my competitors to know that you coach me, because they'll call you and want you to coach them. I thought that was funny.
We do get that from time to time. It's interesting.
Well, I can totally understand where he's coming from with his concern, but the reality of it is that, his perception of what coaching is off, and a lot of people, they think it's essentially a one-size-fits-all thing, and it's not. I mean, he has specific things going for him, just because the person he is and the, family connections and all these other things that another agent wouldn't. So there is no one-size-fits-all coaching approach. Everybody has different strengths and different weaknesses. When you say strengths and weaknesses, the obvious answers are like, well, maybe one person's real gregarious and demonstrative and, they love being around other people, or maybe someone else's strength might be like they're really good at, social networking or something like that. That's not really what I'm talking about. Those are just sort of the minor things. Sometimes you guys have for example, if you're part of a particular religious group, maybe you're part of a, maybe your passion is with music or your passion. So there's all these things that make you guys make you unique. And what we do is we help you to recognize, well, you know what those things are, but what we show you how to do is leverage those existing things that you like doing. So you'll find success much easier. I'll use Julie as an example. So Julie, as a lot of you guys know, is a classic musician. She's played in orchestras before, flute and piccolo. She's done soundtracks for things. I mean, just major, major things. So accomplished musician, no doubt. Yes, Julie Harris, the coach, who's also my co-host for this radio show, and my wife of 25 years. That's who I'm talking about. So here's the thing about Julie. She used to, when we sold real estate in Ohio, she used to actually, when she was going to these band practices, she would intentionally always wear really nice clothes. Most people, when they'd go to these orchestra practices, they'd come home from work, or rather they were full-time musicians, but they wouldn't show up to work. They wouldn't show up to practice looking, anything beyond maybe nice casual. So Julie would wear really nice-looking clothes, and she would show, like work clothes. So she would show up, always looking nice, and then after not too much time, now these are introverts, these are, musicians, these are not people that are going to be very welcoming of any kind of outward sales thing, right? So Julie shows up and, she starts easily conversing with the people that are sitting around her and her flute group. So then they start talking to the people behind them and around them, and everyone's wondering, well, Julie shows up every week and she always looks really nice. What is it that she does? And so Julie then starts saying, well, I just came from a closing, or I have a listing appointment after this. Ah, so then she nice and casually brought real estate into the conversation. And then it didn't take but maybe, probably realistically, a year. Julie and I were always great trackers of where our business came from. And I remember to this day, it was like June or somewhere in there, and we basically had 100 closings. We typically did between 100 and 200 a year. And we hit this 100 mark, and I remember going through with Julie and confirming, like, we track where all the business came from, but we really drilled down, and we were really trying to do a great job, you know. Sometimes you guys will say, like, well, I got, and we were making this mistake, too, until we started really focusing on it. Like, you'd ask a seller, well, why did you call me? And they'll say, well, I saw your sign in the yard at the neighbor's house. Well, the reality of it was they saw the sign, but the real reason they called is because their best friend is friends with somebody who, you know, referred you. So you always ask, well, were there any other reasons why you called me? And then you'll start finding the real sources of your business, because people will always just give you, oh, I got your postcard in the mail. Well, they got your postcard in the mail, but it also turns out that, you know, so-and-so told them, you know, connected you, and you need to reach out to the person that referred you to the business. So remember, guys, that's just a little tip. When you get referral source, always ask. They'll always give you the easiest answer, but then always ask them if there was another source of the, you know, the referral to, then you'll start getting real information. So we did that, and here's what we found. After about a year, the referrals that Julie was getting from either directly those people in her orchestra that are doing transactions with her, or were referring, you know, people to her, so like maybe second tier or third tier referrals, that almost made up like 20 to 30% of the business. And that stayed consistent every single year. So we're talking like, you know, 40 to 50 transactions a year, either directly or indirectly from that orchestra. So that was Julie doing what she loved to do, being Julie. And also, you know, if she wasn't being a secret agent, she wasn't like hiding her light in a barrel and not letting people know she sold real estate. And then she started attracting the business to her. So that's the heart of what coaching is, right? So we're going to look for what the strengths are that you naturally have, and then we're going to help you to put yourself in a position where you can actually start leveraging those existing relationships. And so, Julie, we're going to focus today's show and probably tomorrow's show on what we started yesterday. And what we started yesterday was helping these guys cut through why it is that everyone says set goals, but very few actually accomplish the goals, and very few people actually know how to accomplish goals. So the intent of this radio show, yesterday's radio show, if you didn't listen to that one, and the ones probably for the next couple of days, are going to be to really drill down and helping you guys break through the just writing some amoebus idea on a piece of paper and creating an action plan and a specific system to accomplish goals, right?
Absolutely. And we're going to start on point four. So if you guys missed the previous points, you can listen to yesterday's podcast. And first, before we jump into that, I'd like to do just a really quick shout out. I got a great email from Eric Reed, one of our fantastic coaches. He said he is really impressed with the clarity of a particular client, Angie Costantini. I want to make sure I say her name right, Costantini in New Jersey. Eric has been working on some specific goal setting with Angie, and that pertains to our topic today. And part of what he did was have her write her vision statement. So I'm going to read this really quickly, and I want you to notice how extremely clear she is. And I believe her. At the end of this, I think all of you guys will believe she's going to do it. So this is from Angie in New Jersey. If you guys have any New Jersey referrals, you can send them right to Angie. Here is her vision statement. I am earning $200,000 in 2016 through the process of lead generation, lead follow-up, pre-qualifying, presenting, negotiating, and successful closings with the nicest, most trusting, open-minded, and motivated clients in the $500,000-plus market who value my services, enjoy working with me, and are my raving fans. In exchange, I provide outstanding service, 100% focus and attention to doing the best job at everything I do to get them the absolute best possible result. I trust myself, the process, the universe, and know that everything that happens is happening for my highest good and the good of all concerned. I think that's pretty clear purpose. And like I said, I believe Angie. And again, the difference between what Angie did and what most people did, most people were in the dream stage, I want to earn more money. Angie said, I'm earning $200,000 in 2016, that's it, period. And my average sale price is going to be more than $500,000. I have 100% focus. I know that it's going to come from lead generation, lead follow-up, pre-qual, present, negotiate, and closing. She is crystal clear. So that ties right into our topic. And nice job, Eric Reed, her coach, as well as Angie in New Jersey. Keep up the good work. So, ready for point number four, Tim?
Yes, and let's remind all of our listeners, whether they're our coaching clients or not, that they can send any comments, concerns, questions, or what have you directly to either Julie or myself, and you guys know that we read all of them. You often get responses from us. And Julie's email address is julie@timandjulieharris.com, and mine is, of course, tim@timandjulieharris.com. And one quick thing before Julie gets to her next point, we did announce the other day that we were going to be kind of revolutionizing the coaching space with a new program that essentially is going to allow everyone to join it, where you're going to have real life, you know, coaching. It's not, you know, it's just basically essentially everything that you guys have been searching for as far as a coaching program. It's taken us years to figure out how to do it so that basically we could afford to offer it and still make a profit. And we've done it, and that program is going to be announced here in the next couple of days. The bottom line is that it's going to be something that I know is going to sell extremely fast. It's going to be a limited space type thing because this is real life coaching. And it's something that we've arranged through a couple of lenders so that every single person is going to be approved for the program, regardless of your past credit. So that's going to be a big financial liability for Julie and I, but we've agreed to take it on. And you will be able to get into a real live coaching program with a real live coach for only $99 a month. So that's going to be announced here formally where you guys can start enrolling it. And the next, I'm hoping this week, but it might be early next week. So listen, it's going to sell out really quick. If you want to get on the early list, and a lot of you did this the other day, and I appreciate it, just email me directly at tim@timandjulieharris.com. You know, guys, listen, not all of you need a coach. The fact is not some of you, I shouldn't say need, but some of you aren't ready for a coach. Some of you aren't willing or ready to really kind of, you know, frankly, take your business and your personal lives to the next level, and that's okay. And you listen to the radio show and you're getting a lot of information, you're getting motivation to maybe go to the next level. Well, that's what coaching is for. So when you're really serious about taking your business to the next level, and obviously when you take your business to the next level, that's going to involve a skill set that will also directly translate to other aspects of your life. You know, this program that I think will be have mass appeal because, frankly, everyone can enroll in it. You know, everyone can afford the payment. It's going to be one of those things that will be for what a lot of you have been searching for. It's the, kind of the right place at the right time, the exact right thing you've been hoping will come your way. That's what the goal of this was. We've been encouraged by the literally over 100,000 regular listeners we have to this radio show. We've been listening to what you guys have been telling us. You want to be in coaching, but you know you can't afford 650 or 1,000, or in one of our coaching programs is 2,000 a month. I get it, okay? I don't just want to sell something that only you know the 1% or the 1% can afford. We want to have a coaching program that helps everybody, and that's what this is going to be. And I'm very excited about it. Hopefully you guys are too. So, Julie, without any further delay.
You got it. So, again, our overall show topic is, are you pursuing goals or just dreaming dreams? 10 points to help you figure it out, take action, and live the life of your dreams. So, point number four, and I want you to be ready with your shooting the arrow analogy here in a second. It's okay
Thanks.
To fall short of your goals now and then. It's okay to fall short of your goals, but it's not okay not to have any goals at all. So just as a visualization, Tim, can you talk a little bit about, you know, when you're standing down the field, you guys have seen movies or, you know, maybe in Boy Scouts, some of you guys did this, and there's a target down there and you're getting ready to shoot your arrow. You're aiming at the target, but how does that actually work, Tim?
It's funny you should say Boy Scouts, Julie. Now that you and I are Texans living in Texas, I'm sure the Girl Scouts and the Campfire
yes.
Girls shoot arrows too. Not like where we're from, where it's only
Probably.
The Boy Scouts. So, yeah, I'm sure. So here's the visualization when you're thinking about goals, guys, is that when you have the bow in your hand and you're pulling back, you know, the whatever it's called, the string, and you're holding the arrow, and you can feel the tension in your arm, right? You guys have hopefully either seen it or experienced that before, and you're aiming downfield. And you're looking at the target, and your goal is to hit bullseye. You know, we went out shooting the other day. Well, now about a month ago, with one of our neighbors who's an ex-Navy SEAL, and he brought all of his Navy SEAL guns out. And the lesson actually still applied, but you know, probably not as succinctly considering we were shooting, you know, guns. But so here it is: you have the bow and arrow in your hand, and you're aiming downfield at this particular target. Do you aim? If your goal is to hit dead center, do you aim above the target? Above the bullseye, do you aim at the bullseye, or do you aim below the bullseye? So just think about that. The answer should be relatively obvious. Some of you, most of you, 50% of you right now, are saying, I'd aim at the bullseye. And that's what most of you do. But here's the problem with aiming at the bullseye. Because of, you know, your friend gravity, by the time the arrow actually gets to the bullseye, the arrow will actually hit below the bullseye. You get it? So what you want to do, if you want to actually accomplish, if not exceed your goals, is you always have to shoot above the target. In other words, above the bullseye. You cannot aim at it because you'll hit below it. You can't obviously aim below it because then you won't even be close. So you have to aim above it. And when we mean aim above it, to make that translated into something practical, is you have to set your plan so that you don't just work to your plan. You have to work in excess of your plan. So when you're deciding the number of listings you have to take, if you're just basically, you've got your formula down, you know what your magic number is, you've been a coaching client for a while, so you really know your numbers hardcore, well, that's great. But what I need you to do this year is, because some of the, you know, turbulence in the economy and people are talking that we might be into a mild recession in the election and all the rest of it, I need you to actually aim purposefully above the target to offset any slowdowns that might actually happen throughout this year. You guys get it? Intellectually, you understand. If you want to accomplish your goals, don't set your plan, don't aim the arrow at the target, aim it slightly above the target, which is the bullseye.
Perfect. And to give you guys a couple more quotes to go with that, Yogi Berra said, if you don't know where you're going, you'll end up someplace else, right? So try aiming at the target without looking at the target. That's what some of you guys do. So the other one is a Burmese saying that says, who aims at excellence will be above mediocrity. Who aims at mediocrity will be far short of it. So if the arrow analogy wasn't enough for you, there's two more for you to put into your brain. Point number five.
I like that last one. That one is good.
Yeah, I think so,
too. Who aims at excellence? Yeah, I've not heard that one before. Who aims at excellence will be above mediocrity. Who aims at mediocrity will fall short. That's good. Very good, Julie.
Same thing. Guys is shooting the arrow, right? So, okay.
Yep.
Point number five, complacency is also a myth. We had a previous point, balance is a myth. Well, so is complacency. Nothing stands still. Everything is moving all the time in a positive or a negative way. So don't assume your trajectory will remain constant by doing nothing. Assume that by doing nothing, you will be sent into a negative spin. When in doubt, doing nothing goes to the negative end of things. When in doubt, take action to correct that. And for some reason, I always have that picture. I've talked about this before, you know, when we talk about complacency and things don't stay still. I always have this vision of those sweet potatoes in our pantry when I make dog food, and you leave them for a week. And they, you know, sometimes they'll go bad. Sometimes they'll start growing. It's like you never know what's going on, but one thing's for sure, they're not just sitting there. So when in doubt, take action. You know, we see this with coaching clients when you guys have a great month and you assume that you're in the right trajectory because you had momentum. How are you going to maintain and continue to have momentum if you stop taking action? So complacency is a myth. It doesn't actually exist. You're moving one way or the other, and it's up to you to take action to make that decision. So point number six, this is a great point because it shows you how to implement these thoughts. Point number six, whiteboards and dream boards are your visual daily accountability. Without them, you are unlikely to succeed at your goals. Keep them vibrant, exciting, and updated. So Franklin Roosevelt said, to reach a port, we must sail. Sail, not tie an anchor. Sail, not drift. Well, how are you going to know where you are if you don't have visual accountability? And the coaches bring this up all the time, especially with millennial clients. Well, I've got that on my screensaver or whatever. Okay, well, that flashes past, you open another screen, and it's gone. Whiteboards and dream boards work. They are visual daily accountability. And if you're one of our coaching clients, we have a whole section on the website about this. So make sure you're taking it seriously, working with your coach, and sending those pictures in for your accountability so we know you're doing it.
Julie, let me jump in here.
Please.
Let me jump in here. So dry erase boards, guys. I actually am standing in front of a desk called UpDesk. They're not a sponsor, but it's something great. I tell all of our coaches to use these too. UpDesk.com. And UpDesk has a desk that actually the surface of it is a dry erase board, which is awesome. And obviously, you want to be standing when you're working. We talk about that a lot, not sitting. You know, they said basically standing is the new, essentially, most people sit for 4 hours a day. It's equivalent of smoking a pack or two of cigarettes every day or something like that. There's a study that just came out. So by all means, you want to be standing while you're working. Your energy flow will stay better. But this ties in perfectly to Julie's dry erase boards. Now, some of you guys have not yet completed your business plan. And it doesn't matter what time of year it is. It's always a good time of year to complete it. Remember, we offer free coaching calls for agents.com. And when you do a free coaching call, the coach will go over numbers and specifics. And remember, guys, we're focused on helping you guys make money, so don't be afraid of your numbers. And when you request a free coaching call, you get a copies of two of our books. One is Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate, and the other is Real Estate Treasure Map. The Real Estate Treasure Map is essentially the business plan, part of that, that your business plan, and part of that describes how you use dry erase boards to set your goals up and have visual accountability. It is really critical that you not think that, and I love all the apps, I love all the technology. I mean, Julie and I, you know, we've got anything new that comes out, trust me, we're early adopters if there ever were any. I call us early adopters over pairs with these new technology and ideas, but I love it because if it keeps us frosty, it makes us better. It makes you guys better when we're better. But nothing replaces a dry erase board especially when it comes to setting your specific goals. So take what Julie said seriously and don't just discount it because you're thinking to yourself, dry erase board, good Lord, people, this is 2000 whatever. How can you be talking about that when I can do it on my iPhone? Well, we just told you.
I know. Because it works better, that's why. Okay,
yep.
Perfect. So point number 7, some of your goals will take longer than you think, and others will surprise attack you. But none will occur if they're never made specific, time-dependent, written down, and posted. This shows your actions, not just your words. It's not enough to rely on the secret, for example, or just your affirmations or your dreams. Actions will always speed up the process. So be aware, again, that some of your goals will take longer than you think. That's okay. You're going to be here anyway. And others will surprise attack you. That goes into the category of it's too soon to tell thinking, right? Sometimes all of a sudden your goal will come to you. It'll come in place. But that's kind of misleading. It never just sort of arrives unless you have the action behind it. So be aware. Some will take longer. Some will take shorter. But none of them will happen at all if you don't do it the right way, which is specific, time-dependent, written down, and posted. So, point number 8, replace goals immediately upon completion to avoid stagnation and ego. An empty goal board and dream board will result in just that. From John Dewey, here's a quote, arriving at one goal is the starting point to another. This is something we see. You guys will get really good at this for 90 days, 6 months, maybe even a year, and you'll be amazed. You'll reach or exceed all of those great goals, stuff on your dream board, but then you won't replace it. And then the second year is a slide year, right? Because you didn't realize that arriving at one goal is the starting point to another. This is one of the reasons why dream boards work particularly well, as long as you're taking off and leaving that white space of what you used to post that was important to you that you already achieved. You've got that gaping hole on your dream board. You've got to replace that. Keep it vibrant. Keep it moving forward. So, again, point number 8, replace goals immediately upon completion to avoid stagnation and ego. And we all know that ego costs you money. We're going to be doing a couple of podcasts about ego in the future. So part of that comes from, hey, you know what? I achieved all my goals. Okay, great. Let's replace them and keep on moving forward. So,
Julie, let's take a half step back.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, guys, to tie these thoughts together, remember, when you're setting goals, like say, for example, you have the goal of, let's say, buying a new car. And let's say your goal is to buy a new Camry, okay? So let's say the Camry is something that is a very achievable goal. You know you don't have to, you know, basically based on your current level of momentum, you know, you either have massive mo, medium mo, or low mo, you know? And what we're talking about is momentum. So when you hear Julie and I say that, that's what we're referring to. But let's say you have medium mo and, you know, just plodding along, you're going to get your Camry sometime this year. Well, that's not good enough, not based on who the person is that you're wanting to become, right? So to become the top-producing version of you, who cares if you're the top producer in your office? I mean, really, at the end of the day, who needs another reward or plaque? What we're talking about is a top-producing version of you, you living your life's mission, your life's dream. Why would you settle for a Camry, really? Is that really what your heart desires? Or is that just you being comfortable? Or is that
is that right?
Every Camry in California is beige, right?
Goodness.
So is that just you basically hitting the easy button because you know you can accomplish it? When Julie and I were looking for properties, one of our coaching clients had the audacity of picking us up basically, I don't even know what
Dave.
It was. He was showing us properties and it was an old Lexus and I was like, are you kidding me? And it was embarrassing because
like
the thing was falling apart.
Had like 5 billion miles on it or something.
And he was like prideful in the fact that he was able to keep the thing running. But, you know, the truth is, the reason that he had this old, basically rebadged Camry was so that he didn't have to actually work any harder and he could stay in complacency mode. So after we found a house, we bought a house through him, and obviously we'd kind of verbally beat on him for during the whole process about essentially him being complacent, he went out and bought himself a Mercedes. And here's the funny thing that happened, and this is a true story, and it happens, and you probably have experienced something similar to this. So he went out and bought a nice E-Class. It wasn't crazy. It was used, but still a beautiful car that he was proud of. His business the next year almost doubled because what happened is just getting into the action of accomplishing the goal of getting rid of that old piece of garbage Toyota and buying that Mercedes that he'd wanted. And I'm not making fun of, you know, Toyotas or Lexuses or anything of that nature. I'm just giving you guys a for example that hopefully all of you can relate to. But just the accomplishment of doing something, you know, buying that car, created massive mo for him personally that caused him to be more aggressive, caused him to be more present, caused him to be more frosty. Frosty is what we call being present, you know, actually focusing on being of service to others and listening to conversations and participating, not being a secret agent. So he was able to combine all these positive attributes to his life because of the fact that he had got himself out of complacency mode. I'm sure his golf game probably improved. Other things also improved. So when you find yourself saying, this is good enough, and any aspect of your life when you're goal setting, that really is a sign of some really nasty problems that are headed your way. You can't be complacent, guys. It goes against God's nature. If you think you can stay the same, you're wrong, because you will degrade financially, spiritually, educationally, physically, mentally. You cannot stay the same. You always have to be achieving new goals. Julie, do you have time for one last point?
Yes, I'm going to try and squeeze in the last two so we end with 10. Point number 9, remember, we are spiritual beings in a material world. It's not only okay to want stuff, but it is unavoidable. You might as well want nice stuff. To your point about Dave, by the way, just to make up for us picking on you, Dave, if any of you guys have great Austin referrals, Dave's one of the best agents in Austin, particularly with buyers, but listings too, so you know where to send them. I just had to give that shout-out to Dave for a second.
Well, how okay. They send it to Dave. Send them to you, and you'll send them to Dave, right?
So that's right,
email
exactly.
Address without his permission, yeah.
You got okay. It. Okay, so, point number 10, and I think that this wraps everything up and ties it all together. Track everything. Track your savings, your weight, the number of listings you have at all times, the money you have pending, and how close you are to the next rental property, family vacation, whatever it is, whatever is personal to you based on your needs, track everything. Not tracking means that you don't really care how close or far away you are from your goals, which means they're not goals. They're just dreams, and we're back where we started. So tracking everything, yes, that means you have to be accountable to your goals. That's one of the ways that the coaches know how serious you are about this. Are you willing to track everything? We have lots of things in place that you guys have to send your coaches before calls. I even have the coaches tracking stuff for them that they send to me, and I'm coaching them to coach you. So track everything. And again, just some simple examples, your savings, your weight, how many listings you have, how many listings you need, how much money you have pending, how close you are. Maybe a lot of you guys have goals of building your rental property back up. How close are you to that next rental property? Track it all. Again, not tracking means you're not serious. So that's your practical application of all of these 10 points. Back to you, Tim.
So, Julie, hang with me for a sec. So you've been on
sure.
Coaching calls with plenty of agents. You know, you and I have been coaching agents since the late 90s. This is something that, you know, so these conversations we've had a million times. And a typical, and this is listeners, I'm having this conversation with Julie for your benefit. And because this is going to be your homework assignment from these last 2 days' worth of radio shows. So you're going to have, you have goals right now. You have things, let's say that we've motivated you. Let's say you've got the real estate treasure map. Let's say you're completing your business plan. Let's say you're actually taking all this seriously. I hope and pray that you are, and I mean that sincerely. I hope and pray that you are taking all this seriously. Because, guys, you only have one life to live as far as I know. You know, so you might as well make the most of it because we're dead a real long time, right? So make the most of this one. So let's say you've decided to embrace it. You're going to set some goals. You're a little nervous about it. You're apprehensive. You don't want to set goals that are too far-reaching because what if you don't fail? You'll feel terrible, or what if they're too easy? You guys are overanalyzing it, a lot of you. So just pick one goal, one simple goal that would be really fun. And I had, like, for example, you know, maybe you want to take your family to Disney World. Maybe you want to, you know, something like that. Do something that's your whole entire family and you can really get behind. Now, I want you to put a date when you're going to have it accomplished by. You see, going back to Julie's points yesterday, that's the critical element of having a date when you're going to accomplish it. Because what most of you do is you're first of all, your goal's not very specific. So let's say the trip to Disney World is going to cost $30,000, let's say. That's doing it right. You know, we're talking whole hog Disney World here. And let's say you have a family of five, 30 grand. I don't know if it costs that much. I'm just guessing. So you now know you want to go, let's say, in November of 2000 whatever. So about a year from now you want to go. You have now that time frame. So you have a specific goal. You have a specific dollar amount. You have a specific time frame. And now what you need to do is you need to work out a specific way of socking away money to save it. That's how you go about doing it. Julie, does that make sense?
Yeah, it absolutely makes sense. You know, again, it comes back to having the simple plan and not just making a random statement, but having actionable steps incrementally tracked along the way. This is one of the reasons why you guys have coaches, is to keep the train on the tracks and make sure that you're staying accountable to what you claim is important to you. So hopefully you guys take all these points seriously. Each and every one of them ties into you actually moving forward and having the life of your dreams, not just taking whatever the world is giving to you. So if you need help with any of this, understanding it, implementing it, being accountable, just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com and let us help you at a higher level. So it's always a pleasure to get them there. Back to you, Tim, and I got to jump for a coaching call.
Yes, I know you do. You know what? Julie just ended it perfectly, so we'll talk with you guys on the radio tomorrow. Remember, if there's anything we can ever do for you, please remember that we're here for you. Email us directly or just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Again, listen for the official announcement of that new coaching program. I know literally hundreds, if not thousands, of you are going to want to jump on this right away. It is going to be a limited enrollment type deal because this is a coaching program. I mean, if just some of you guys think that's just marketing BS, but it's not. I mean, literally, if you're selling Ginsu knives, right, I can just churn out more Ginsu knives. But when you're selling a service like, you know, coaching, there's only so many effective coaching calls a coach can do during the course of a day. So literally, we're limited on capacity as far as how many students we can allow in this new program. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be the fulfillment of a personal goal and dream that Julie and I have had for literally 20 years of being able to make a program. I'll tell you guys, those of you who are listening a little bit over time, what motivates and what Julie and I think about is we think about ourselves back when we were in our early 20s right out of college when we got into real estate, right? Now, we sold 100 houses, 103 houses our first year. And those of you who have been, you know, with us for that long, you know us, maybe a lot of you do from back in the, you know, early 90s. You know, that was a breaking all records at the time. National Association of Realtors made a big deal of it. We did a book tour. We wrote a book that's no longer – you guys that have been with us for a long time know us from back then. Why am I telling you that? Because when Julie and I are thinking about what we want to create for you and what we have created for you as part of Real Estate Coaching Essentials, we are thinking about ourselves back when we were that age, what we would have really benefited from. That's really where we put ourselves. If Tim and Julie from over 25 years ago would have come across this information that Julie and I have now created for all of you, how much easier of a time would we have had? How many fewer struggles would we have had? If someone had told us basically the things that we're showing you guys, we would have been so much further, so much quicker, with so much less stress and hassle and making so many fewer mistakes that it's just ridiculous. So the question then was, how do we take that information that we have after hard-earned, you know, past two decades, and especially all the coaching calls, how do we take that and condense that into a way that people can all, everyone who wants it can have it? And that's what this is, and that's what's so exciting. So coaching before has just basically been for the 1% of the 1% because it's expensive, and I get it. And I've never liked that, to be honest with you. I mean, Julie and I come from humble beginnings, and really, we know that you can actually elevate yourself in America. We know that you can actually become rich where your money works for you, and you no longer have to work for your money. We know those things are still possible, and I want you to reconnect with the belief that that's possible for you too, and I know this Coaching Essentials program is going to get you there. It's going to be literally only $99 a month, no payment for the first 30 days. We've got it so that we're working with two major lenders to basically help you guys finance it. It's the hope, if you wanted to cash pay for the product, it's $2,200. But most of you are going to want to finance it. I don't know why you wouldn't want to finance it. Everyone's approved, no matter what your credit is. Literally, every single one of you will get approved for the coaching program. You will get 4 semi-private coaching calls with Julie, yes, my co-host, my wife, the number one coach in America probably. You'll get a coaching call, 4 semi-private coaching calls with her per month. You'll get a one-on-one coaching call, you and a coach, a half hour per month, and all the things that basically are part of our coaching program in Real Estate Coaching Essentials. So if you're interested in that, we're going to be doing the official announcement and rollout of that new class. It's a new version of the class, basically, with all the private coaching. That's going to be coming, like I said, the next, hopefully, 3 to 7 days when we get the process completely ironed out. But if you want to get on the early list, email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com, and I'll make sure you guys get opportunities before everyone else does. So tim@timandjulieharris.com. In the meantime, all of you have a fantastic day, and we'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.